We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15, page Aleph, Taf, Taf, Yud, Aleph, Adem, Reish, Yud, Aleph, the words of the Ari. You can get into our site, Kavda TV, send us your questions. Selected questions will be here in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, part 15, page Aleph, Taf, Taf, Yud, Aleph, Adem, Reish, Yud, Aleph, the words of the Ari.
I would start at least from Reish Yud Aleph, 211.
Reish Yud Aleph, and the root of the soul of Mordechai was from that illumination, and therefore through him the salvation of Israel was at that time.
We've learned that the light that comes from above, well, as we usually study, that it basically arranges everything. The light that comes from Yesod Ziranpin to Malchut is called the Mordechai. So he says, and he is the root of the soul of Mordechai, was from that illumination which was revealed outside of the Yesod of Malchut. Hence, by it, thanks to it, there was the salvation of Israel at that time. Israel called the same souls that are below the Parsa, which are, or it's their time to ascend, join Malchut, and being as Bnei HaChalad, the sons of his temple. And that is hinted by the name of Mordechai, truly, as our sages said, which is from the root Mira Dachia. What is Mira Dachia? Translate as more draw, also called passing more. More is the Jew. So the illumination that comes from Ziranpin to Malchut, called Mordechai, the soul of Mordechai. And the matter, we're reading for Reish Yud Bet. And the matter is that this illumination is Mordo, pure and clean in its essence, passes from the Peh of Yesod of Nukva outside to the souls. And this is the secret of the verse in Psalms, and my hand dripped with more, with dew. And by that you understand the virtue of Mordechai, who ascended to Bchinav Malchut, and secondary to the king. Why? Because his importance with respect to the souls that need to be corrected is everything. Right, this illumination coming from Malchut to the souls. And this is the secret of the verse, and Mordechai came before the king with clothing of, with a kingship, tchelet and chor, and big crown of gold. Meaning this is an illumination reaching the souls, preparing them to raise the Malchut. I should give him. And he will observe, will understand all the details of this verse, this matter of going before the king, being Rachel. That emergence is Rachel. And the great crown of gold is on the part of the crown, the decoration of Yesod Abba. We'll learn about it. Hence, she's called Gdola, great, because Chesed and Chochmah is called Gdola, great. As it is written, the mighty hero and terrible, which is also Chesed and Tifet. Also, the one delving further will understand the matter of the tribe of Binyamin, and that suffices. He adds, so we can also read in other writings about Purim in that way, in that kind of a language. Well, we'll see in the writings of Darifulus and Reish Yud Aleph. And this is the reading of the scroll, and also its expansion during its reading, meaning when we are opening the scroll, as it will entirely will be open. Not just we open it slightly. Each book, you understand what I'm talking about? Each book is a book is something that is understand, a book is in a form of Vav, the Hebrew letter Vav, that is entirely like that. This is not a book, yeah? That's a book means that it was rolled like that, like scrolls, then we're opening, like the book of Torah. And where we are reading, there we are opening. And accordingly, we are rolling it. Clear? where we are reading. However, the scroll, we are turning all inside out, that all that was inside would be revealed, exposed, inverted, as if this is the book, and then we are first of all opening it entirely, and then start reading. That's it. Well, that's a hint for what? Soon we'll read the scroll and you'll see. And this is the secret of the reading of the Megillah scroll, and also its expansion during its reading it, for the reason of advertising, publicizing the miracle. And this is the matter of the illumination of the crown of Malchut Abba, that is revealed and being exposed outwardly. This is the Yesod de Abba, the Anpin, the Malchut, with all the towards the souls. Hence it is called Megillah, scroll, from the root Gilui, revelation. And it needs to be revealed and publicized, meaning to turn it like that, invert it. Also, he's also reveals or disclosed in the Yud as it ascend in Gematria as the three Havayot, Kaf Vav, 26, 26, 26, three times Kaf Vav, which are the matter of the three Mochin of Chabad, of Nehi de Abba, meaning it is the same, speaking constantly about the same Ateret, decoration of Yesod that is revealed as a crown of Yesod, that revealed as a Mordechai. And Ein Chet, as he said, 78, which is also revealed the scroll without Yud, become in Gematria Ein Chet, 78. What does that mean? Three times Havayot of Kaf Vav, 26, 26, 26. These are 78, yeah? Which are the matter of the three Mochin, the Chabad, the Nehi, the Abba, which are disclosed there in that Malchut towards the souls. Well, a bit more difficult than the usual. Read also the same as we read.
Reshudalid. And this is the meaning of the reading of the scroll and its expansion during its reading in order to publicize the miracle. And this is the matter of the illumination of Ateret, crown of Malchut of Abba, which is revealed and comes out, and therefore it is called Megillah from the word Gilui, revelation, and it needs to be revealed and publicized. And also Megillah, without Yud, in Gimatria it is Ein Chet, 78, as the count of the three Havayot, Chafav, 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 three times 26, which are the matter of the three Mochin, the Chabad, the Nehi, the Abba, which are revealed there in that Malchut.
Meaning everything speaks of the light of Abba coming through all the Patsufim and come out from Malchut Atzilut to the souls, to the Neshamot. This illumination is a great illumination. It's a small illumination, however, towards the souls. It is something great, and around that, us all, that is the revelation in the Ateret Yesod, crown of Yesod, as it comes out. And let's continue. That's it. There's not much afterwards to what to add. All the Purim is around this illumination that is being received. However, we should understand that without Haman and all these conditions that are revealed in the scroll, it is impossible for that illumination to be revealed, which enable ascending to the degree of the revelation of the Creator in the temple. Yes.
Resh Tet Vav. And this is the matter of the scroll being called Igeret, and it is called Sefer, book, and it has judgments as the reading Torah. For the book of Torah is Yesod de Abba, which is called the written Torah. The shape of the Sefer is like long Vav, the letter Vav in Hebrew, and the scroll is the illumination that comes outside the Sod, as mentioned, and it is also long in the shape of the letter Vav and in the form of a long scroll. And it is enough for those illuminations to those who read it.
Torah is what comes out from Yesod Zeran Pin, Yesod Abe, Yesod Zeran Pin. Megillah is the scroll is what come out of Yesod Malchut towards the souls. The difference is yes. Hence, the book of Torah is nevertheless the book of Torah. Scroll is a scroll. However, with respect to the souls, this is the close aspect. Yes.
Reshtet Zayin. However, since the days of those Purim are done in each and every year, and it was not enough to do it only on that time.
Hence, each and every year it repeats.
And the reason is that the Creator, with His mercies, wanted that renewed illumination of Mochin de Abba Ve'ima to be inside the Nekeva, female, during the slumber of Zerapim, to never be cancelled in each and every year in those days.
Mm-hmm. Only the question, well, there are many questions here. So we are reading in the Torah in Purim, or we are not reading the Torah in Purim, and only the scroll, right? Because the Ziran Pin is in slumber, right? Dormita. So in Dormita, the illumination is only for Malchut, specifically due to Malchut Eloka sleeping. Well, we'll talk about it.
Reshut Zayin. Because after the Dormita, after the sleep or slumber, they return panim bepanim, face to face, and the Mochin are in their anpin. And the Bechina of this illumination doesn't come out at all at that time. And the illumination of Mordechai is completely cancelled and disappears within. And the Creator wanted that in each year on the days of Purim, even if Zon will be panim bepanim, face to face, that mentioned illumination in those days will be revealed and not cancelled.
By what? They're going back to be panim bepanim, face to face, by fasts and prayers. Yes.
Chaim from Jerusalem is asking, the revelation is in concealment, in darkness, where the light breaches out of Malchut. Is that the reason why the darkness is so great, the illumination of Malchut, that shines without a clean masach?
No. There's no illumination of Malchut. The illumination of Malchut, you don't know what it is. It is a terrible darkness. It's not darkness of this world. It's really not troubles of this world, no. Rather, there must be darkness, dormita, slumber, prior to Purim, by the actions of the low ones, fast and prayers, and they cry out. They are evoking the zivug, the coupling between Zeranpin and Malchut. The illumination works below. Mordechai, instead of sitting in the king's gate, he get on the horseback with all the full its expression. Instead of Haman, he's on the horseback, and then the illumination goes out all the Jews, meaning from Malchut to anyone who wants the unity, that illumination allow them to unite, to connect, and that basically bring them to the end of correction. Yes.
Resh Yud Chet. And the matter is that in every year in those days, when the Mochin enters Rachel in the meeting of the Dormita of Zer Anpin, even though later on they will return to be panim bepanim, face to face, this aforementioned illumination will not be cancelled and will remain existing there. And it will be inscribed even after the departure of those Mochin from her, and they will return to Zer Anpin.
That need to be studied further in the inner light expansion below. But hence it is clear, a little nukva, always in sufferings, in katnut, infancy. As this is basically the its role, only to awaken later on, as she'll be back face to face with his lamp, as it is written, right?
And their remembrance will not depart from their seed, for that illumination is the crown of Yesod, the male of Abba, which is called Zachar, male, as known.
However, basically, Yesod the Malchut.
And their remembrance will not perish from their seed on the days of Purim of each and every year, as known.
Mm-hmm.
Reish Chaf. Therefore, in the future to come, all the festivals will be cancelled except for the scroll of Esther. And the reason is that there was never such a great miracle, not on Shabbos, not on good days, on holidays, for that illumination to exist, even after the departure of Mochin from the Nekeva, except for the days of Purim only. And in this prina, this aspect, there is a great advantage to Purim over all other days, even Sabbath and good days, holidays.
So as if Purim should be greater than Shabbat, right? However, as if it is not so, there is kind of a... Yes, next.
Reshchaf Aleph. And every year on the days of Purim, in order to keep that mentioned illumination, we need to perform three mitzvot, three commandments, which are reading the Megillah, the scroll, in order to continue and extend, reveal the aforementioned illumination that comes out and be revealed, and they need two other bechinot. Reish Chav Bet, and they are. The first is the Bechina of the illumination of that Yesod of Abba in Rachel, for the purpose of correcting the structure of her Patsuf. For therefore the Mochin enter her in order to increase her and to make her into a Patsuf as mentioned. And that is done as gifts to the poor, because Rachel is called a poor, and Yesod of Abba, which is called righteous, gives her charity and gifts. And that illumination exists by us giving below gifts to the poor, and through this mitzvah, the same is done above.
Meaning nukva. That Nukva Rachel symbolizes to us all the poor, Evyonim. And the question is only why are we bringing those praises just like that to everyone? This is the custom to bring presents to each other in Purim. It's okay because all the crowd as if is in Nukva. And we are doing it from above as Abba, the illumination of Abba. Yes.
I admit that I'm completely confused in this study of Purim, especially in Tess. We studied Tess a month ago. We came to the study of the soul of Adam Arishon, a system with lines, places, and here the entire study of Purim sounds to me in mixed languages, images from the scroll. We need to read the scroll, give poor gifts to the poor. How can we understand it systematically?
Hold on, I've just said it. What does it mean, presence? What did he tell you? It is the same illumination of Abba that reaches Nukva, called Rachel. So in our world, we are giving presents to one another. We don't look for poor, meaning the poor ones that are lacking. Rather, we are giving presents to one another. So what's the problem? Our world is... just customs which are of a hint to what is happening in the souls. Well, if the souls, Neshamot, do you want me to put it differently? If the souls bring one another the connection to the upper illumination, the awakening that comes from Yesod de Nukva called Yesod de Abba, right? From which comes awakening to the souls. If we are observing this awakening, as by that we are giving presence to one another, as I am awakening the others to be connected, all of us, to the Nukva, then by this awakening from above, that as we draw it towards one another, we reach a state of redemption. What's unclear? Is that what needs to be said? Then I'm telling you. All right.
Can we have a zoom out and understanding the process that is describing where Purim is in this whole story?
Purim is called a state whereby we are only talking of states. States between us. In a society that wants to reach the end of correction, or over a soul that is about to be corrected and reach the end of correction. In this soul, there is the option to draw the light that reforms, called the illumination of Abba, or light of Chokhmah, illumination of Chokhmah, which come through Malchut, which is poor and indigent, hence called Rachel, the little Nukva in Katnut, in infancy. Should we draw that awakening we have received, and in that giving presence to one another, as we all want to connect together in bonding, to reach man, the correct man through it, that also Haman help us with all the troubles and problems in Ahasuerus, that is the creator, by pressure on his part, as then he is called Ahasuerus. So we are coming to a state that one would have their friend, the group bond further around this illumination, and by this illumination called Mordechai. The illumination of Abba, which shines through Yesod de Nukva upon us, when that illumination comes to us, is called Mordechai. Thus, we are connecting in and publicizing this miracle between us. Thus, we come to such connection that we are killing our Haman that is among between us. His wife Zeresh, his 365 enemies, and instead of Shoshan, the capital we're living in, we come to a state of the rebuilt Jerusalem. Well,
Tess describes a process. One thing happens after another, and Purim is the end of correction, so I would expect it to be in the end of the process.
That is the end of the process.
So what is this whole thing that it happens year after year? What does it happen in the process of evolution, in the process of evolution, and not at the end?
No, so each and every year it is considered that every year you have zoom in, as you said, you have the same process as you have for the whole of humanity in the big scale throughout its entire history. As in our days, thank God, with the aid of God, it's due to finish.
So what other points in this process, I don't know, like the formation of or creation of Adam HaRishon, are not related to holidays, they don't happen every year, and all of a sudden we have this?
Because we are in a process where we need to act, and not where the Creator is acting. He doesn't create for you each and every year, begin the creation of the world from scratch. That you don't participate. Well, questions? Seemingly he needed. This seemingly is a question too. That's it? Well, ask.
According to the study here, Purim is an essential change than what we had in previous paragraphs, where all the holidays will be cancelled, only Purim will remain.
Correct.
Purim happened already, meaning the revelation of Mordechai and the man, everything that happened already happened. The revelation already happened. The Purim is a revelation. This is the story of the scroll. Why should it go through a process that all of a sudden in the future this change will occur? The change should have happened instantaneously.
I don't understand you. We were in Egypt. We've exited Egypt in corporeality. We've exited Egypt in spirituality, right? So we do not need to exit Egypt nowadays?
We have to.
Why? What is written? In each and every generation? How do you read in the...
In each and every generation, every person has to see himself as if he had come out of Egypt.
So here it's in the scroll and there it's in the tale in the Haggadah of Pesach. So what's the problem? Because we need to undergo those states. Guys, we need to undergo those states. Where it's belong to, well, I don't need to be Adam Rishon. Thank God I don't need to go through the sin of the tree of knowledge. That was done prior to me. That's it. I need to do everything we've been through since Babylon onwards. In each and every generation, I need to feel how I go down to Egypt. Also, not so much. There yet, it's without awareness, seemingly. But when I leave Egypt and I receive Mount Sinai, how is the reception of Torah in Mount Sinai? What is written about it? Well, what is written about it? That each and every day, well,
there's a herald coming out.
Yeah, a herald from Mount Horeb, and there's the reception. There's the giving of the Torah. And each and every day you have the giving of the Torah. What for? Who needed? Who's going there to? Or you think about it geographically, that he goes to Mount Sinai there in the desert to wait. Where would be the herald there? Would I hear it or not? Well.
And the sin of the tree of knowledge, do we not go through that also?
You are going through it, but you're going through it, you're integrated in what is in your root. You're revealing it as being in your root. Also the rest of the things, but not practically as the exodus of Egypt and the reception of the Torah and the desert and the conquering of the land.
Here he divides between the Torah and the scroll. He says that they have the form of Vav. That's true, but the scroll comes out and...
The Torah belongs to Ziranpin. The Megillah, the scroll, belongs to Malchut.
So where does it go out to?
I leave it. We don't understand as yet those discernments. So what's the point of talking about it? There's a role for this and a role for that. You say it's not what's important to you. This philosophizing, what's the difference between Torah and the scroll? There are many differences. Many differences, but you see also, this is a written Torah, yes, and yes.
It was written before that on the revelation of Mount Sinai, there was an element of coercion. He caused a mountain as a gigit on them. And in Purim, it was made out of a free choice.
It's not choice. Come Haman and leave me. No chance of being saved other than connecting. You think those Jews connected happily, joyfully? I wish we don't need to ask for Haman to come. Rather, let's hope we'll do it in a way of mitigation, of sweetening, of any type. But according to what we see, here what they're talking, the Jews throughout all the diaspora, throughout the world, they say, no, everything is okay, just as it was in Poland and Germany prior to the Second World War. Exactly the same story repeating itself one for one. Read throughout history what happened with those Jews, which later on being passed away, died in Auschwitz. They spoke exactly the same words, and they think that they can be saved. The Jews from Europe went to the US, right, got there by boat. There was an advisor for the president at the time, a Jew guy, right? He told them, no, don't accept them. They sent the boat back to Europe, and they took them straight from the boat by train to the gas chambers. So these are things from history. Listen, you have documents of it. But the same thing repeats itself. Hence, it's not that we are waiting for Haman, but we need to understand that without the participation of the bad force, the evil inclination in us will not bow. We'll move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מההסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק אם נתאחד נצא מההסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר תן לנשמה להתעורר ננסה לבד אף פעם לא נמצא מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ויחד נתדבר נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר תן לנשמה